Chris and Greg Mitchell are the Indigenous brothers that make up the band Wampums. That's from their newest release, Spirit, which you can find more information about on Bandcamp, or just keep tuning it in because it's a great track in the mainstream rotation. That was their song Something New from their latest release, helping us to get into this hour. I'm Brett Mabee. I'm thankful you're well, and I hope there are good minds everywhere today. Before our time together is up, we'll be enjoying songs from Maggie Rogers, also one from Dre Island, a new one to get into the rotation from Antibalas, and a whole lot more. In this first block is Seneca bassist Robert Freight Train Parker from his latest album. Right now, though, we're heading down to Australia with the legendary Paul Kelly. Now, I say that, but in full disclosure, his music is new to me. If you've been a fan of his for a while, this song, Rita Wrote a Letter, is a follow-up to his beloved 1996 classic, How to Make Gravy. So, it's given me a whole lot to dive into. I won't give you all the details right now, but it is a fun, cheeky song from Kelly's latest album, 70. Turn it up with this newest edition, and I'll be back in just a few on the mainstream.
I really don't know how I'm talking, 6 feet down and under the clay. The laws of nature forbid it, but I was never good with rules anyway. The day I walked out of prison, I knew that I was still in stir. For the crime committed, I was still doing time behind the walls between me and her. And the pots and pans, I was happy being busy again. And every night when I came home with my back and feet all aching sore, I lay there in Mary's spare room, toss until the break of dawn. To dwindle once they move further up the coast. Those silences that dragged on forever, I couldn't find the words I needed the most. One day I went to see an old friend, and I brought a little package home. For old time's sake, sweet oblivion, but some things you shouldn't do alone.
I'm lying in it and I'm Hey, this is Ira, and you're listening to Native Voice, One Native American Radio Network.
A song that Buffalo Music Hall of Famer Robert Freightrain Parker wrote for his son Elijah. That's the song Elijah found on the 2017 Outside Ourselves, which I'll also have you know, I had the great good fortune of helping to introduce at the band's CD release party all those years ago. It's hard to believe how much time has gone by, but I absolutely love the smooth stylings of Freightrain and Company. Before that was Paul Kelly's Rita Wrote a Letter from the 70 release, the Australian legend's latest album. I'm Brett Mabee, and if you're just now joining, don't forget that you're always welcome to submit music for consideration in the rotation by emailing me your songs to brett@mainstreamradio.net. I do have a physical address, a P.O. box, that you're welcome to check out more information on the full website as well. Also, one of the features on the website that I often overlook is the chat function. So if you want to stay in touch, you can hit me up on the full mainstream website. Scroll on down to the bottom right-hand side of the homepage and click chat now and let's have some words. Good words, that is. Before the hour is up, Elliot Skinner and Looking Ahead. Pick Sick, that's Inuit Throat singer Tiffany Iolic and her sister, so stick around for more details on that. We'll also hear from Rhys Lewis, and right now, it's a Stahmik and Lillooet singer-songwriter Russell Wallace from his latest release, Retro Salus Futurisms. Turn it up with Cedar Hat and enjoy the remainder of this half. I'll be back in just a few today on the mainstream.
said to me, I'll take care of you.
Hey folks, this is Kaylee Jade, and you're listening to The Mainstream with Brett Mabee.
Oh, retrace your steps back to the start. See the clock there slowing. The hindsight's been the hardest part. Hurts to see.